On the island of Bali, paradise has a waste problem. Behind postcard beaches and luxury villas, rubbish is piling up faster than the island can manage. Since April 1st, Bali has enforced mandatory waste separation. Organic and inorganic waste must be sorted at source, and organic waste is no longer allowed at the Suung landfill because it has reached capacity. The Suung landfill was designed to handle up to 730,000 tons of waste each year, but for years it has operated beyond capacity, and the facility is set to close for good in August. This issue with waste management is not exclusive to Bali. In Jakarta, more than 7,500 tons of waste are generated every day. Most of it ends up at the Bantar Gebang landfill. The Ciliwung River, which runs through Jakarta, choking with plastic, is a reminder that poor waste management carries consequences downstream. Nationwide, Indonesia generates millions of tons of waste each year. The government says change must begin at source.
Pengolahan sampah sekarang jadi prioritas nasional. Ya. Dalam 2-3 tahun kita harus kendalikan sampah seluruh Indonesia.
If Indonesia can make waste separation work in Bali and scale it to cities like Jakarta, it could begin to reverse a crisis decades in the making.